Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, be multiplied unto all of you today. Amen. Do you talk to Satan? Do you talk to Satan? Now that sounds crazy, doesn't it, coming from a Christian pulpit? We're not told to talk to Satan, are we? But today, I want to tell you not to talk to Satan, but to tell him off. Tell him off as you face temptations and sins in your own life. You heard our Lord and Savior Jesus answer Satan three times. It is written. It is written. It is written. Jesus tells Satan off this morning using the holy word of God. And you and I need to mimic our Lord and Savior by doing the same. So I pray that you use this Lenten time to grow in God's word, to memorize it, to pray it, and in Jesus' name, use God's word to tell Satan off in your lives. Amen. Now, if you're like me, you have to confess the sin of telling people off. You've told somebody off, haven't you, in your life? You know what that means. Sometimes you get in their face or they get in your face. Well, I say you and I need to channel that gumption when Satan comes our way. And know that he will come your way. I thank John for introducing that hymn that we sang, just sang, Jesus has come and brings pleasure. Because the author and the composer in that hymn tells Satan off. Did you pick it up? In the third verse, he says, he's talking to Satan. Satan, you wicked one, own now your master. That is, Satan, you aren't God or king. Own now the true master and king, Jesus Christ. Honor him. Satan, you wicked one, own now your master. Jesus has come. He's the mighty Redeemer. Thanks be to God. Because you see, Satan is always pressing us, always tempting us, as he did our Lord and Savior Jesus. Luke tells us this morning that Satan comes to Jesus towards the end of his 40 days in the wilderness, towards the end of his fast. No doubt, Jesus has been practicing a fast, and during that time, what do you do when you fast? Yes, you don't eat or sometimes don't drink much, but he's also been praying, no doubt. Luke is the gospel of prayer. So he's been praying, but at the end of that fast, Jesus is hungry. Remember, Jesus is God, but Jesus is man. We'll confess that in a moment in the Apostles' Creed. And Satan comes his way, just like he comes your way and my way. If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread. Isn't that just like Satan from the beginning of time in the garden? He's always, always casting doubt. If you are the Son of God, Jesus, Satan appeals to many of Jesus' hunger pains. And like I've been saying, similarly, Satan comes to you and to me when we are hungry, when we are low. And I'm not just talking about hungry tummies. Satan comes to you and to me when we are at our lows, spiritually speaking. He loves to come to us, especially when we've not been in God's word regularly, when we don't partake personally in confession or absolution. I don't think that's for me, Pastor. It's for the other people here. And don't hear those words of absolution, realize and believe that our sins are indeed forgiven by the Lord. Satan loves to keep you in your sins. Satan loves to taunt you with those sins and those habits you can't get rid of. Satan comes to us when we are hurting and are empty spiritually. It is then that he especially casts doubts into our hearts and minds. Are you really God's child? Are you really forgiven? Can you be forgiven for such a sin, such a reckless, messed up life that you've made for yourself or for others? Hey, tell me, have you made yourself right with God? Have you done enough to earn your way to heaven? If God loves you as his child, why did this sickness or this crisis come into your life? Oh, Satan loves to appeal to other hungers in our lives, doesn't he? You need to show your power, Jesus. Jesus could have easily turned that stone into bread, couldn't he? He feeds 5,000 and 4,000 people. He could do this. Satan likes to appeal to our hunger for power and prestige in life. Hey, you need to fulfill this thirst for enjoyment in your life. So use this alcohol, these needles, pills, drugs. Fulfill your hunger. Widen your experience. Why, you need sexual fulfillment. So Satan shows you, here's this opportunity to have an affair, a fling, an experience outside of the confines of marriage, outside of God's design and parameters of human sexuality. Hey, take this movie or that magazine. Have at it. Enjoy. Yeah, think this morning, what hunger does Satan like to magnify in your life? And geez, if you are really a child of God, why are you so hungry? Why is God keeping so many things from you? And here's where you, it's at this point, you need to just tell Satan off. And what are you going to tell him? What gives you comfort? St. Luke begins Jesus' temptation by telling us Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. St. Luke is flashing back to what? Just what I shared with the kids this morning. Jesus' baptism. This temptation immediately follows Jesus' baptism. And at his baptism, what did God the Father declare? No doubt about it. This is the Son of God. You are the Son of God, Jesus. Through all this, God's word is preparing you and me. Your baptism and my baptism are followed by walking and journeying in this wilderness of ours, of sin, Satan, and flesh. We are faced by all kinds of temptation after our baptism. But his word tells us there's no question about it, about you being a son or daughter of God. Did you know that Martin Luther shared that when he was tempted by Satan, he would suddenly just cry out, "But I am baptized! But I am baptized!" You need to tell Satan off as well. "But I am baptized, Satan. And the word of God tells me that on the basis of my baptism, I truly am a child of God. I am an heir of heaven. This is the covenant contract God made with me. And he signed it in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I was born into God's family. And by the way, Satan, we are full of the Holy Spirit. Here's a word to tell Satan. St. Peter in the Acts of the Apostles said, "Be baptized, every one of you, and you will receive the forgiveness of sins and the Holy Spirit." You see, there is no doubt, Christian. There is no doubt, Satan. I am God's child, and I have promises of his care into eternity. He has forgiven me my sins. He promises to fill me up with what he knows I truly need in this body and life. In baptism, the holy cross marked me. Christian, Satan, we are so loved that Jesus was tempted for us, died for us, shed his blood on the cross for us, and he has delivered all the benefits of his life, crucifixion, Easter victory, and his kingship even now to you and me in the waters of holy baptism. In your face, Satan, take that. I am baptized. And just as the Holy Spirit led Jesus through the wilderness, so he leads you and me through this wilderness of temptation, especially when you're doing what you're doing right now. When you're in worship, when you're involved in God's word and God's holy sacrament, you have the power of the Holy Spirit with you. You need to know that and believe that. And that Holy Spirit is walking with you and is with you to defeat Satan in your life. The Holy Spirit will be with you in the dry spells of your life. And I beg you to turn to him often in prayer. Watch, like I said, how often Jesus, true God, true man, prays, an emphasis in the Gospel of St. Luke. And I say, if Jesus is busy praying, should you or I be any different? As you face your hungers and temptations, pray as St. Peter told us to pray. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him. Firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. Who is really hungry? But I say, Satan is hungry for you and for me. St. Paul, you know the scripture, don't you? Speaking to Christians who are being tempted in Ephesus, told them to put on the full armor of God and to pray on every occasion. For this reason, keep alert and never give up. Pray always and always for God's people. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, strengthen that discipline in your lives in this Lenten season. Pray and read and memorize God's word. You have that beautiful scripture of the month. Memorize it. Take it into your heart. Hear it. And use it. And tell Satan off when he comes your way. God has plans for me and for my church. He gives me promise and hope. It is written. It is written. It is written. And please remember the completion of Jesus' words to Satan. Man does not live by bread alone. The completion of that verse in the book of Deuteronomy is, but by every word of God. And those words are words of comfort and strength to us. in those hungering times in our lives and those dry spells in life spiritually. So read, study, inwardly digest the Word of God this Lent and always. The last two temptations of Jesus are somewhat similar. First, Satan takes Jesus to a high place where he instantly shows him everything in the world. And Satan says, "This is mine. I'll give it to you, Jesus, if you only bow down and worship me." Second, and the last temptation, Jesus takes Jesus and places him on a pinnacle of the temple and tells him to cast himself down. You see, the Jews took a verse in Malachi the prophet very seriously. Malachi prophesied that Messiah would instantly appear in the temple. So Jesus, here's your chance. Instant acceptance by people. They will make you an earthly king. Just throw yourself down right now from the pinnacle of the temple. You will appear immediately. They will know you are the Messiah. And by the way, don't worry. You won't get hurt in this fall. Angels will be sent to spare you. And fame and power if you bow down and worship me. Jesus, you don't have to go through the cross. Take the shortcut. Skip all that suffering, pain, and death stuff. That, by the way, the scriptures prophesied would happen to Messiah, right? Our temptations by Satan are no different. He holds out in front of us the riches of the world, power and persuasion. He acts as if everything God has created, and he has created all those things and made them good, but he twists them and corrupts them and acts like he can deliver them to us. Seek the world and its stuff. You can have it all. You, in fact, need it, right? As you watch all the commercials and all the advertising around you, you need it. You need your own kingdom. You need your own castle. And by the way, obtain it any way you can get it. Beg, borrow, steal. It's OT, right? It belongs to you. Use the methods of the world. Seek power, persuasion, and authority. Life is all about you. Run over people, making sure your family and friends are taken care of and that you especially are taken care of. And by the way, if you don't have these worldly things, you are lacking. And there you are again, hungry. But you and I both know by the word of God and by Jesus our King that seeking such things, as Jesus says, is a breaking of the first commandment. You shall have no other gods before me. What does this mean? We should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. Worship the Lord your God. Serve him only. And by the way, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Satan knows that if he can win you over by fulfilling your material and ego appetites, he has us as his worshipers. You tell Satan off. Like Jesus. Like I've been saying over and over again today. It is written. It is written. It is written. Scripture says, "The Lord is my God. And as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord." In a moment we will sing, "The hordes of devils fill the land, all threatening to devour us. We tremble not, unmoved we stand. They cannot overpower us. Let this world's tyrant rage. In battle we'll engage. His might is doomed to fail. God's judgment must prevail. One little word subdues him." Our 40 days of Lent have begun. Don't you want to grow this Lent? We need to be about spiritual disciplines. How about, like I said, not only reading Scripture, but memorizing it? that you have those words in your heart and at the tip of your tongue to tell Satan off with the word of God, just as your Savior modeled for you today. Read and study the scriptures for your comfort, for answers and peace in life. Hear all of God's promises and peace, and throw it all up in Satan's face. And pray. Hey, this is an awesome time to be praying. Trinity is vacant. You need and you want a pastor, don't you? This time of calling a pastor is very much a Holy Spirit time. Sure, you can lure a pastor with all the material of this world, right, and all those different things. But God wants members of Trinity praying. And remember, he leads you in this wilderness, in this time of vacancy. As I shared with the children this morning, he will not leave you. He gives you angels to watch over you. He will fulfill all your needs. That's his promise. Pray. Pray the word of God. And by the way, keep encouraging one another by praying with one another and encouraging one another with the word of God. And so you tell Satan off in all your temptations, always in Jesus' name. For we have Jesus who defeated Satan, not only in today's gospel, but at that opportune time which St. Luke refers to in the 13th verse of the gospel today. And you know what that opportune time is, don't you? It's Passion Week. I love your window here. It's Gethsemane. It's the cross on Good Friday. That's the opportune time when Satan does his very best to make Jesus feel like he's not the Son of God, that God the Father has even abandoned you, Jesus. But you know your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, even from the cross, what is he doing? He's crying out Scripture. Psalm 22, Scripture. And at the cross, he crushes Satan, the serpent's head, and he told Satan off, it is finished. It is finished. You lose, Satan. You have lost all these people who believe and trust in me, who are baptized into me. You lost, and that's proven and validated at the tomb of the resurrection on Easter, right? People of God, that's who you and I have at our sides, telling Satan off forever for you and me. Isn't it wonderful? In Romans 8, it says that the Spirit prays prayers that we don't even think to be praying. The Spirit is always praying for you. And God's word in the book of Hebrews says, and now he can help those who are tempted, because he himself was tempted and suffered. Our high priest Jesus is not one who cannot feel sympathy for our weaknesses. On the contrary, we have a high priest who was tempted in every way, just as we are, but did not sin. So let us have confidence then and approach God's throne where there is grace. There we will receive mercy and find grace to help when in time of need. Just tell Satan off. Satan, you are such a loser. I am the Lord's child in baptism and faith, no doubt about it. I have the word of God to put in your face. I have Jesus as my king and victor who defeated you at his cross. I have grace, mercy, and peace all the days of my life. And by the way, Satan, you're headed to the sea of fire, but I'm headed to resurrection and new and eternal life with my Savior Jesus and all the angels and all the saints. To my Lord, not you, Satan, be all glory, praise, and honor forever and ever. Amen. Amen. And now may that peace which surpasses all human understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.